Good morning, Bay Area. Welcome to the show where we do the real estate update and chit chat. Yes, I'm talking about the real estate corner where you meet the real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. So let's welcome George and Jeevan. After a brief intro about them, as you all know, Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker and he has been working in Bay Area more than a decade, definitely. And he is specialized in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings and businesses. And George Duarte, on the other hand, is a real estate broker and mortgage broker who can help you in mortgage financing, refinancing, anything. You just name it. So for Jeevan Zuchi, you can call 510-589-3702 or you can visit his website, which is by the name jeevanzuchi.com, and you can email him at jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. For George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059 or you can email him at georgelduarte@gmail.com, and his website is by the same name, georgeduarte.com. So let me welcome Jeevan and George. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, I think. Wonderful day today.
Yes, it is beautiful. It's getting so cold.
It is cold.
So soon.
I know, right? It's too cold. Absolutely. It's tough to get used to.
Exactly. Yeah, it's almost the end of the year. It's supposed to be. So what are we going to discuss, George? What's the...
Well, today, I've got a variety of items as usual, the daily economic update, and I thought we'd go into about credit score.
Very important.
How it's calculated and how it works, you know, what the numbers are, and the importance of a very good credit score. I think most people are pretty aware of credit score right now, how it works, but there's always new updated information. And it's really important to be able to manage your credit score to get the best financing, not just for mortgage loans, but for really anything, credit cards, auto loans, anything. So you really got to be careful about that. So we can get into that in a moment. So we've got the economic update today. The Dow is at 25,211, which is down about 75 points. NASDAQ is 7,180. Gold is at $1,203 per ounce. That's down. Last week's a little bit higher. It's up around $1,225. And silver is about $14.02 per ounce, which is quite stable. So it's really quite stable operating in that area. The Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation on the consumer level, show the headline inflation increased by 0.3% in the month of September, which was in line with estimates. The year-over-year reading rose from 2.3% to 2.5%. The core rate of inflation, which strips out food and energy prices, rose by 0.2% month-over-month, which is also in line with expectations. And this morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported mortgage application volume decreased by 3.2% last week, and applications to purchase a home were down 2.3%. And now down 2.8% from this time last year, really not very much, considering a lot of the chatter that's going on in the marketplace. Refinances were down 4.3%, and now they're down 40% from this time last year. And refinance share of mortgage activity increased just a bit from 39.1 to 39.4. And the average 30-year mortgage is about 5%. Roughly, and right from there.
Yeah, so before we continue, I'm so sorry because I just left out one very important information. That is, you can call in the studio. We are here for another half an hour. The number to call is 510-657-1170. So listeners, you can call and ask any real estate or mortgage related questions. So just stump the broker. That's what the term is. So you can call 510-657-1170 and ask any question. And let's welcome Jeevan too. Hello?
Yeah.
You can hear us, sir. Still still enjoying your traveling.
You?
I'm good. I'm great.
Well,
right.
I'm ready to take a flight in another hour. And I'll be with you in person on next Wednesday.
Well, that would be great, Jeevan.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Actually,
missed you in the studio for so long. We expect some gifts.
That's right. I think that's only fair.
Yes, that's fair. Definitely. Me and George, we both agree to that.
Certainly, Vedika. Certainly.
And that's so nice.
You know, I just wanted you guys to know that I am in Virginia here.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon.
Yes, we read the news.
Yeah, you heard about the news. And, you know, it's pretty exciting for the people here who live around that area. And, you know, the property values definitely are going to go up because there's almost 50,000 jobs which are going to be created, you know, New York and Virginia. So that's exciting. And I have been going around and trying to see, you know, the areas here and whole bit. And it's very exciting, very exciting. And, you know, somebody asked me a question, and he said, I ran into a few people, and he says, you know, I want to buy a home in California. I said, certainly you are talking to the right person. You know, I'm sure I can find you one. And I said, you know, how much cash? And he said, how much cash do I need to have to afford a $2 million house?
You need $2 million.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good question.
And I was going to tell him, don't worry, I'll give you $2 million and you buy a home. So, you know, so it's a good question, I thought. Might be.
Yes, so that's why we are inviting our callers, our listeners, to call us in the studio, 510-657-1170. And fire all the right question to our real estate broker and mortgage expert who's in the studio.
Yes, people, please call in. We are most interested in hearing from you and your questions. Yes, let's play Stump the Broker. Ask us a question. See if you can stump us.
You know,
or tell us a story. You know, a lot of times people have a lot of stories that they've heard either from themselves or their friends. Experiences,
yes.
And many of them are negative. And it's good to hear those because those can be used as a lesson,
mm-hmm,
in what to look out for in the future, or
exactly.
share that information.
And sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, please call in and let us know.
So the studio number is 510-657-1170. And Mr. Jeevan Zuchi, you have a great flight and see you soon.
I am going to answer this for some of the people who might be interested in knowing, you know, some who have the same question, mm-hmm, like, what do I need to afford a $2 million house?
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, to educate them, I would just take a couple of minutes and tell them that, you know, a good rule of thumb is to have at least 30% of the value of the house you want to buy in cash. And 20% for the down payment and 10% as a financial buffer, just in case you lose your job, have an emergency, or find new investment opportunities. So for a $2 million house, we're talking a $400,000 down payment and a $200,000 cash buffer. Mm-hmm. But $200,000 cash might seem like a lot, but remember that a $2 million house has a 1.3% annual tax rate, which is almost about
20,000, yeah.
Yeah, 26,000 a year. And also you'll have to pay nearly 2,000 a year in home insurance, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 a year in maintenance, and of course, nearly, George knows better, but my guess is about $8,500 per month, you know, in mortgage, if you borrow, you know, $1.6 million and, you know, like George said, the rates have gone up and they're at about 5%.
Yes.
George, about $8,500 a month. Is that the right
one? Well, including taxes and insurance. Yeah, so, yeah. Probably close to that. Probably not that much, really.
Guys, so we have a caller. Can we take a caller real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Rupali. I have a question related to the investment property. So I do own a house, and we were thinking about going for an investment second house, but wanted to understand how I have heard that the mortgage is different when you buy your first home and for the second investment property. So can you tell me how it's different?
Yes, that's a great question. And the mortgage loans for investment properties are basically a higher interest rate, and simply because there's perceived to be greater risk. So typically you can add about 0.5% or 0.75% to your regular owner-occupied rate. And it's very important when you're purchasing an investment property to calculate that property when you're working with a mortgage person, so you get an accurate idea of the payments. And in terms of an investment property, it's very important to understand your cash flow. So you want to look at what your acquisition cost is. Typically, with a down payment for an investment property, you're looking at about 30% down. It's very important to understand that. So it's a greater down payment as well. And so when you look at the mortgage payment for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and you've got to factor in your mind maintenance, and you have to look at that relative to the rents in the area and see if you're going to have break-even cash flow or positive cash flow. So, yeah, so that's a great question, and it's really good to know that. But investing on properties, there's really only a couple of ways to make money. One is through regular cash flow, that is the income you receive in rent exceeds what you make payments on for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. The other way is through appreciation of the property so that it grows in value over the course of time. And the loan balance goes down because you make the payments. So that can be a great foundation in a diversified investment portfolios to have not only your primary residence but an investment property or two or three, depending upon where you're at and how much you can afford. So that's a great question. Thank you.
I just have one quick follow-up. So do you think, given the market rate still, it's a good idea to have an investment done in the housing, or we are already at the top and the market is not going to go above this?
Right. Another real good question. Probably the sweet spot of investors jumping in the market has declined a lot, actually, because the market has gone up so much. So there's not necessarily so much demand. But having said that, it depends upon location. There's still a lot of opportunity here and there in properties that are undervalued or that can be acquired for a real good price, and also in further locations outside of the Bay Area, out and perhaps into the Central Valley, Tracy, Manteca, out that area, which are growing areas, and the properties are less expensive, and might be some good opportunities there. So generally, to answer your question, yes, it's a lot more difficult at this point to have good investment properties in terms of its upward appreciation. But again, it's about cash flow. So if you find a property in a good area and you're able to get good cash flow on it, depending upon how much you're able to put down and finance, it still might make sense to do that. So definitely something to look at.
You know, George, I will add to that. I have this one property in Hayward, and Hayward is definitely giving some better cash flows and some other areas. And I also have an office building. So if any interest is there, I'll be very happy to help you. Just give me a call. Jeevan Zutshi, 510-589-3702.
That's a great point, Jeevan. I'm glad you said that, because Hayward is a great area for first-time buyers and investment properties, centrally located, reasonably priced relative to the rest of the Bay Area. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks.
Yeah, I do have,
Thank you for your time.
There.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I hope that answers your question. And so I would like to give the information once more. So for Jeevan Zutshi, you can call 510-589-3702. And for George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. Or you can visit both of their websites, with the say, which is by their names, jeevanzutshi.com and georgeduarte.com. So, yes, so next, I think we were talking about the... we talked about the credit scores and we talk about the market updates. So the next thing on our chart is what?
Well, we didn't. We mentioned that we might talk about credit scores, so we haven't. Didn't really get into it.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
yeah.
It was on the list, so we can get into that now.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have any calls or anything else at the moment. So, like I mentioned earlier briefly, credit score is very important to be aware of it, that it exists, what it is, what the impact that it has. And how it impacts...
I think it's the backbone of loaning.
Yes, you're exactly right. Yes, it definitely impacts on what your interest rate is,
mm-hmm.
and obviously what your payments are, and other factors that could impact how much you put down, how much cash you need. So, for example, for those... And pardon me if we don't... if it's maybe a little too elementary... But if we can talk about...
it's good to start at basic.
Exactly. We could be basic for those who might not be familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Your credit score is three-digit number that creditors use to evaluate the risk. So it's really about risk analysis, and it's done through proprietary algorithms that were invented by FICO, the Fair Isaac Corporation. They're up in Marin years and years ago. And the two big consumer credit scoring models, which is FICO... And the other is VantageScore, which is a newer model created by the three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. So they all look at the factors differently. And it's important to understand that your scales run from as low as 300 to a maximum high of 850. And if you can, you want to strive to have a credit score really above 720, 740, to get the best interest rates and the easiest qualifying and the easiest loan approval. And actually, you can check your credit score for free once a year at annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a commercial coming up? Or?
I don't know. Actually, I had a question.
Oh, you have a question. Okay.
Yeah, so the thing is, your credit report is pulled multiple times. That do affect your credit score, right?
That's a great question. Yes, it is. So one of the factors that impacts your credit score is called credit inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
So here's something that's very tricky. So let's say you go to the big department store, and we've all seen this, and you go in and they have a special sale.
Mm-hmm.
And if you apply for our credit card today, we'll give you another 20% off. So when you apply for the credit card, that is a consumer-generated inquiry, and it goes on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that can impact your score anywhere from 5 to 15 points or maybe even more, depending upon the other factors.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is when you receive, and people don't even know that.
Mm, right.
People don't, because,
How does it matter? I got 20% off.
Exactly. I got 20% off. I'm good to go. My shoes are cheaper. And so it's like when you get, we've all received the credit applications in the mail
mm-hmm.
for credit cards. And so what happens with those, it's actually really rather distasteful, I think. So let's say credit card company XYZ, they will go to Experian and say, okay, look, we want to buy 10,000 people with credit score in this particular range. And they will sell it to them, which is one of the ways that credit companies are able to generate income. So then credit card company will send you an application saying you're pre-approved. So what that means by being pre-approved in their mind is that you have met, because they have pre-screened you, their minimum credit score. You're in their credit score range.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Now, if you apply and fill out and return that credit application, then that is a consumer-generated credit inquiry,
mm-hmm.
and that hits your score.
Okay.
So it's important to understand that. And then another thing that happens is that when you see those come in and the specials, pay 0% interest for 6 months or 1 year, consolidate your credit card bills. And this is very important to understand. This is where people get messed up all the time. So let's say you have three different credit cards and your combined balances on the three different cards are $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this new credit card application in, 0%, and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be a smart consumer, and I'm going to pay off all those cards at a higher interest rate and put them on one card so it'll be easier to manage and pay no interest, and I'm being a good consumer. But what happens when you do that? So let's say in this new card you have a $15,000 credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay off these other credit cards, then you immediately put a $10,000 charge on your new credit card, but your credit score will end up dropping probably more than 100 points or more for several reasons. One is you would have closed your credit on the other credit cards, which immediately wipes out your credit history, and maybe you might have had them for some time. So one of the important factors of analyzing credit is how long you've had credit with a particular credit card or car. The longer you've had it and the longer history you have of making payments on time, that adds to your score. This is a good thing. So it shows that you are a responsible consumer. So when you close those accounts, you immediately wipe out your credit history. The other thing that happens when you have, on top of the inquiry on the new card, you would also, by putting $10,000 on it, you would exceed your percentage of allowable credit usage. So even though they say that you can use up to $15,000, you really don't want to load up a credit card. You ideally want to have a credit card of about 35% of the credit limit to keep it lower than that. Again, that shows or infers that you are a responsible credit manager. So your credit score gets whacked that way as well, and from the initial credit inquiry plus loading up a bunch of credit on a brand new card. So these are things that people don't understand.
That was really helpful, I think, and at this time when Black Friday is approaching.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the proper time to discuss these things.
Very good point.
Yes. So, guys, let me remind you, we have a couple of more minutes of Real Estate Corner. You can call 510-657-1170, and we have real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte with us. If you would like to contact Jeevan Zuchi for your real estate demands, you can call him at 510-589-3702. And if you would like to contact George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. You can contact them through their websites too, which is by their same name, jeevanzuchi.com, where Zuchi is a Z, and georgeduarte.com. You'll get all the information. And I think we were going to talk about the handbook, the loans and the finance handbook.
Oh, right.
We have, I think we have two more minutes. We can
two more minutes.
Give
okay.
some, yes.
Well, briefly, there are programs available for first-time buyers and for teachers
mm-hmm.
and for first responders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a program called the CalHFA. And what that is the California Housing Finance Agency. It was founded over 40 years ago and helps responsible borrowers with good credit purchase their first home by providing access to affordable first mortgage and down payment assistance. So even though they focus on low to moderate income first-time buyers, it also has options for those who are already homeowners and looking to buy their next home.
Mm-hmm.
So CalHFA offers an array of mortgage financing and down payment assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different from an FHA loan because CalHFA is not a type of loan. It is the state of California's affordable housing bank and offers programs through the network of approved lenders and mortgage brokers and mortgage loan originators. Mm-hmm. So they've got different programs for first-time buyers. They have one for teachers. So if you're a teacher looking for purchase homes, it's definitely worth looking at.
That's very, very important to know because teachers are fighting for their pay in California.
Very much so.
So they can look for CalHFA if they want loans. So guys, with this, we are at the end of our show and we'll see you next Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 a.m. on Real Estate Corner.
Thank you very much, everybody. Great having you today and thanks for your call.
And you have a safe flight, Jeevan. I think he already boarded his flight. So we'll see him soon. And I really hope he gets the gifts he promised.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
So we'll see you next Wednesday. Till then, take care.
Thank you.
Sundaraya Radio Zindagi, Jiyeja.